Good morning. As we prepare for the Philadelphia Eagles in the division, a team that's 12th on offense, 14th on defense, they're 6th in punt return. They have a lot of outstanding football players, and regardless of what you think, in the last 5 games, they've played very well. They won a last second victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they lost to Washington last weekend the exact same way. Last play of the game, they're in position to tie the score. They're not able under those circumstances to make the play. But have they improved? Yes, they have improved. Have they made all these adjustments with personnel, with coaching, et cetera, and still come through the storm very well? I think that that they have, and it speaks for the job that Andy Reid has done. So this is a physical football team. It is an in-the-division game. It will be a very physical game. And my concern, you're going to ask me about the playoff scenarios and all that business, and my concern is that our team play well in the 16th game of the year for us. That's my concern. I would like to see our team play an outstanding football game, a game in which the execution, okay, of our team is significantly better than what we've seen over the last couple of weeks. The answers to all the speculative questions you want to ask, maybe they'll come at some point, but they're not going to be answered now. So what I'm looking for is improvement in our football team, in how we execute offensively and defensively, because as I mentioned the other day, what I thought our special teams unit did, I thought that unit last weekend played pretty well, and I thought that by far they were the one unit that showed the quality of the performance that we might have as New York Giants. Questions?
Tom, how much is the 40-something plays offensively hurting both sides of the ball right now, and how can you, you know, get that going against Philly?
Well, how's it hurting, a 41 and 47 play game? It means that, number one, as I said the other day, our defense is not stopping anybody, and our offense is not holding the ball long enough to keep our defense off the field and doing something to put us in better stead. So there's no question it's hurt us. Our third down production is 2 for 10. Our lack of, you know, our numbers are very poor and have been for a couple of weeks. So it's all three phases. It's all three phases playing well together. You have a couple of phases that are not doing their jobs right now, and they have to if we're going to resurrect a little bit of pride here in our last game.
Not to disparage what Foles has done, but now that you hear that Vic is coming in and he brings that element, what was your reaction when you found that out?
Michael Vick's their quarterback. Let's get ready. What other reaction am I going to have?
Todd, we've asked you about the missing big plays on offense. How about on defense? You know, these last 2 games without a turnover.
Right, no turnovers. Well, you saw what happened when we got 4. You know, we've made a big deal about field position. Okay, whether it be special teams or turning the ball over, we've made a big deal out of that. It's been very critical. You know, our 5 best wins are all the top 5 field position games that we've played this year. So without the turnovers and without any spectacular plays with regard to kickoff return, punt return, or what have you, the field position hasn't been good. And the big play factors on offense, where a team that was pretty much going to have 8 or 10 every ball game is now reduced, has been reduced to very, 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 very few. So those are issues.
Tom, when you took this job in 2004, one of the phrases I remember you using was restoring the pride. A couple of minutes ago, you just said resurrecting the pride. I mean, is that something that's gone in the last couple of games?
Whatever it is, the football has not been what we expected it to be. I'm calling it execution. Perhaps I had a bad choice of words. That's what I talked to our team about this morning, was pride, honor, dignity. Play the game the way we're capable of playing the game. Finish the season with a game we can all be proud of.
Do you Tom, think on that... On Monday, I believe you used the word perplexing. 2 days removed from that, any more answers in terms of where some of that big play operation has gone, or the big plays given up on defense?
No, I don't think there's any, there hasn't been any further evidence. So I would remain as I was Monday.
Tom, you said you mentioned to the team about those words, you know, pride, honor, dignity. Sometimes that doesn't always resonate with a team that has big goals that might not be realized. I mean, do you get a sense, you know, you've been talking to them about other things like playoffs and win two and that kind of thing. How do you think that's going to play with this group?
I think they're a group of outstanding character people that listen to what is said, and I think that it does strike them that you know, no one wants to finish the season like we have the last couple of games. So I'm sure that'll resonate a little interest on their part.
You talked about the other day too the disconnect between the way the team practices and plays on Sundays. Is there any, I don't know, change you can make this week to kind of bring that out, or?
We'll see.
You mentioned a word, and Eli used the same word about, you know, playing this game and something to be proud of, you know, something to be proud of going into our season. If you do win and play well, will you be proud of this team's season, even if you don't make the playoffs?
Let's talk about that after this game. Will I be proud of the season? Right now, I've got I have a short memory, and I've got these two games, so. I'm proud of the individuals. I'm not proud of what's been accomplished.
Canty, probably not going to practice.
No, though. Not going to practice.
Bradshaw?
No.
The lineman, Steen, Voss?
No. They may do a few things. I'm not sure to what extent.
How is Tuck feeling?
He's going to practice today. Limited role, but he's going to practice.
Tom, OC said Monday there's a high probability this is his last game, at least last regular season game as a Giant. And he's one of the very few players who predates you here, and I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts going into that, the kind of the mark he's made here and also his...
Again, I hope that's not the case. As I've said all along, I'd much rather play with OC.
Tom, have you seen, there's been a pretty big difference of where this team has played at home this year. For whatever reason, you've been
better at home than away. Yes.
Is there any reason for that in your mind, or any?
Is this you, Mike Eisen?
I think so.
any reason for that, or do you just, I mean, what does that make you feel?
I hope it's because we're home. Our fans are here. We're excited to play in front of our fans. And I hope that engenders the same kind of result this Sunday.
Expect, you know, Andy Reid has, you know, I think early in his tenure, he started a season with an onside kick. You know, this is very likely his last game in coaching the Eagles. Do you expect a lot of stuff that you maybe shouldn't expect in the last game?
I don't necessarily. The situation may call for something. You know, there may be something that comes up which is a little bit out of the ordinary, but I think that they've played themselves to a pretty good spot, and that they'll play the game out and see how it goes. He may have something planned, but if it's, you know, like we do, if it's not called for, then you're not going to see it.
Maybe with the same thing with Vic. I mean, some speculate this could be his last game with the Eagles, and other teams could be looking. I mean, do you expect that being benched and coming back, he would have any extra sort of motivation?
Well, he's well rested, and he's ready to go.
You expect their emotions maybe to be high, and you have to tell your guys, you know, you're going to have to match that? Could be a win one for Andy kind of deal.
You got to say that almost every week, depending on the circumstance.
Was Kenny Phillips just not ready to go on Sunday?
The decision there was based on the practice, whether or not we thought he was able to perform at a high enough level. We had practiced a bunch of special team guys that, you know, if you take a guy down that you've practiced all week, then someone has to fill that role. So that was what it was based on. Okay, thank you.